Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Jeff and Jessica are in the middle of sort of a situation that has to end sometime over the next 24 hours.
It's not me. I didn't do anything.
This is just you sitting back enjoying the ride.
For once, there is a big screw-up in the Dollar Castle in Sandy Springs, and I didn't do it.
Okay.
100% Jessica.
Jessica, what'd you do?
Well, first of all, I think I'm in danger of losing my best friend.
Oh, no.
Seriously?
Why?
Yes. And you know what? It's because I talk too much and I leave too much information on voicemail, and I'm not even going to do that anymore.
What happened?
Well, I have one of my best friends, she doesn't live here. We don't talk on the phone that much. I mean, we exchange voicemails a lot because we play phone tag. So we leave a lot of information on voicemail, Facebook, whatever.
It's almost annoying the way Jessica leaves this girl voicemail messages, because it's like, hey, just call and say, hey, blah, blah, blah. Jeff and I are on our way to the airport because we're going to Panama. I don't even know if I told you that we were going to Panama. We're going to Panama, and it's so weird because Jeff's coworker Jen is going to be in Central America, and his coworker Bert is going to be in Central America. And, you know, Bert's a surfer, and Jen's going to surf camp, so that's really cool. But they're not going to be together, obviously. They're going separately. Anyways, we've got that going on, and Sasha learned a new trick, and we'll leave like a four-minute message with an update of everything of the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
All sorts of random information. I make fun of her for it, but that's how she communicates with like two or three of her friends from other states.
Okay.
So that's exactly what I do. And I got on Facebook the other day and I noticed that she's friends with this guy from our past. And you know how when you're friends with someone on Facebook, you can see, even if you're not friends with them, you can see their friends' pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I noticed that she's now friends with this guy that we both used to know. So, of course, I went and looked at all of his pictures, and I saw all these photos, and so I decided that based on the photos, he was a little cheesy and lame and, you know, all these other things. So I called her to leave a message, and we've been playing phone tag for like a week. So I'm on her voicemail leaving this really long message. Oh, my God, I can't believe you're friends with this guy. What a cheeseball he turned out to be. I mean, and then I'm like, rattling off this list of things, like, can you believe this? Can you believe that? Blah, 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 blah.
Making fun of his car, the way he dresses now.
No.
Like, the way he's decorated the inside of his house, how he was cool in high school but has grown up to be the biggest redneck dork ever.
Just every area ripping on this guy.
Ripping. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm so in the zone of being mean that I see, you know, my phone beeps from getting a call. And it's her. And I'm like, oh, my God. So excited to actually talk to her in person that I just click over without ending that first call. I just click over.
Mm-hmm.
So she and I start talking, blah, blah, blah. We get into the conversation of this guy. Turns out that they are, like, kind of starting to date.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Insert foot.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, so tell me about this guy. You know, I can't found you on Facebook. She's like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I have so much to tell you. We actually went out to lunch, we this and we that. And you know, she starts going into all these things. Are you dating? And she's like, I don't know. I think so. I hope so. And so, you know, I start talking about that. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I hope that voicemail I left somehow erases, which I know it won't. She doesn't check her voicemail very much. But I haven't heard back from her after we actually talked. So I know at some point she's going to hear that voicemail, and then I'm going to have to she's going to feel terrible about it because I said all those bad things, and she actually likes this guy. And when I was on the phone with her, I was, you know, I didn't say bad things to her face. So, she's such a hypocrite.
Now, you might have saved yourself. You might have saved yourself, and here's why, okay? If the same chain of events happened to me, and I left a voicemail, but then I talked to the person as I was leaving the voicemail, when I get off the phone with you, my assumption is you were just leaving the details of the voicemail that you and I talked about live.
Great point.
So I just immediately delete and I move on to the next voicemail.
Work. Is that a guy thing, though? Or do girls do that?
No, we do that.
The same thing.
Because why listen to a message when you just talked to the person? So she might have just deleted it and moved on.
Now,
that's a great point.
How far into the message was it before you started ripping on this guy? Like, was it immediately like, hey, oh my God, this dude on Facebook, blah, 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 blah? Or was it like, hey, I got so much to tell you about, and then, like, it was the second or third thing down the list?
Yeah, it was the second or third thing, you know, because, you know, when I talk crap about someone, I don't just jump right into it.
You gotta warm up.
Yeah. You gotta take a pace lap. You gotta throw BP. Yeah, you gotta stretch a little bit. Sure. I bet that if you're one of those people that leaves long messages, and the third thing you leave in that message is ripping on the guy, she 370 you.
Now, you know what the bad thing about that is? You will never, ever know.
Right.
Because it is possible she could listen to it and never tell you and never bring it up and just never bring up this guy. And you'll know if they get married and you don't get invited to the wedding.
And I don't think that you have the kind of personality that can allow it just to sit. Like, at some point, I think you're going to break down and say, did you ever listen to that voicemail message I left you?
You're probably right. I just can't believe it. This is the danger of voicemail.
No, it's the danger of talking too much.
Exactly. Thank you.
And judging.
I solved it, by the way, Bert, while using your tip. All you have to do is call her back today and ask her if she listened to the message, because you included something in that message that you haven't talked to her about. So, hey, did you listen to the message and hear that? And just make something random up. Like, Jeff and I test drove the car that you own. We might get one. Or something totally random, but would be relevant. No, bad
problem,
Wendy?
Because then what if the message is still saved in her voicemail? Then she's going to go back and listen to it.
She'll be intrigued to listen to it.
You can't do that.
This is a ticking time bomb right here. Wow.
And I love the fact
that you just got to hold out and see.
And I love the fact that you'll never find out.
Well, she may say something.
She would say something if she hears it and she's offended.
Mm-hmm.
Is she the kind of friend that would say something?
Yes, because, you know, another thing is when we were talking about that guy, you know, and we were kind of talking about them dating, she started to go off into this tangent about how now that she's a little bit older, she doesn't judge people as harshly and gives everyone a chance. Seriously, and I really started to feel bad because I was like, oh my gosh, who am I to judge this person? I mean, really. And then she's like, you know, I don't like to judge people anymore. And she kind of went a little bit under that. So, yeah, she might say something about that. So
when is
the
next time that you are supposed to have communication with her?
I don't know. I mean, it's whenever. I mean, there's no time. It's just I'll probably start calling her more often now so I can see if she's going to call me back.
Well, the way that you guys trade voicemail messages, if you get one from her that's just, hey, call me, then you know.
You know what it might be also? It might be when she goes out with this guy for a second time or something. She may call you back and just say, you know what? You totally mispegged this guy. He's so not what you think.
Or she may, while you find it a little rednecky, she may find his Trans Am in the T-tops totally sexy.
Hey, those are hot. All right,
Jess, keep us posted, all right?
Okay.
All right. You're on The Bert Show.